You know, I am so thankful for everyone who stepped up and talked about how Jesus has brought life to them. Through his presence in their life, he has worked through healing, he's worked in providing family. I tell you, it is just amazing. But this is Resurrection Sunday. This is when we remember that Jesus, who is the Lord of life, did not stay dead. Death could not handle him. The grave could not hold him. And Jesus, rising from the dead, it is the linchpin, the cornerstone, the foundation of our faith. All that we spoke of on Friday has already happened. It has taken place. Jesus was beaten, and that is an understatement for what he went through before hanging on that cross. But it was there he dealt with our sin. Jesus, who was fully man and fully God, he paid the debt you owed. He paid the debt that I owed for sin. And Jesus opened a way for us, not just to get to God, but through Jesus, we can have relationship with him to the point we have been told to call him Father. Jesus died for our sins, but he was resurrected. And oh, that is so important. That tomb they placed him in was empty. Reading from John 20, early on the first day of the week, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene went to the tomb and saw the stone had been removed from the entrance. So she came running to Simon Peter and the other disciples, the one Jesus loved, and said, "They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we don't know where they have put him." So Peter and the other disciples started for the tomb. Both were running, but the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. He bent over and looked into it at the strips of linen lying there, but did not go in. Then Simon Peter, who was behind him, arrived, and he went into the tomb. He saw the strips of linen lying there, as well as the burial cloth that had been around Jesus' head. The cloth was folded up by itself, separated from the linen. Finally, the other disciple who had reached the tomb first also went inside, and he saw and believed. They still did not understand from Scripture that Jesus had to rise from the dead. And why did Jesus need to raise from the dead? Why? Well, because it gave credence to everything else he said and had done. It was and is what brought and brings credibility to all of Jesus' teaching. It gives weight, not to mention proof, that he, Jesus, was who he said he was and is. Jesus, the Son of God. Jesus, who is the way, the truth, and the life. Jesus, who is the resurrection and the life. Now, you may remember that we have been looking at John 11 leading up to today, where Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead. But before he had done that, Martha, the sister to the dead man, wondered why Jesus had not come quickly to heal her brother. I'm sure in her estimate, Jesus was 4 days too late, as her brother was now decomposing in a tomb. And Jesus said to her, "I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live even though he dies. And whoever lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this?" And Martha, with incredible faith, said, "Yes." Yes, she believes. Jesus is the resurrection and the life. Now, can I just point out this morning that for someone or something to be resurrected, they or it needs to have died first. And I wonder on this Resurrection Sunday, is there something that needs to die in your life? Is there a job that you've been working in and it is futureless? Is there a dating relationship that you're in and it's not healthy? In fact, it's full of pain. It needs to end. Is there a dream you have and it's been something maybe you have sought after, but it needs to die? And some of you this morning, you're already in that place where a job was terminated, a relationship has ended, or a dream has come crashing down around you. And you might feel that you are in the absolute worst place ever in your life. But are you? Are you? Or are you in a place where Jesus can work like never before, should you choose to trust him? A place or a time where resurrection can happen. And you can be in a true and better job. You can be in a true and better relationship. And hear me on this. That marriage you're in, that you might feel is at death's door, Jesus can resurrect it. He can renew love, renew a heart for one another. Or maybe it's that dream that has died. And Jesus wants to resurrect that dream as a true and better dream with Jesus as the author alongside you. You know, Martha got to see the power of God as Jesus raised her brother from the dead. Jesus, the Lord of life. He was, he is the resurrection and the life. And he is, and hear me, he's the life you're longing for. He is the life you're longing for. You know, when Jesus was teaching about being the good shepherd, he said this: the thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. And my friends, that is what the evil one, that is what sin is out to do. I've come that you may have life. Life. And have it to the full. See, way, way too many people in the world that we are living in today, they are living a half life or a quarter life as they chase after what they believe will actually bring life to them. But it's not Jesus. And what they chase after is not going to bring them life. You know, Jesus in some people's world is not even in the mix. But sadder still are those who know him. In fact, those who might call him Savior, but not Lord. Because they are so close. And Jesus is close to them. And he desires for them to live a full life, the full life he has for them as the Lord of their life. That's just it. He needs to be Lord of our life. And please hear me today. As you move through your one and only life, the life that God has entrusted to you, you can and you will shine as a life liver with Jesus as Lord. And you can live a full life where you are right now with him as Lord of your life. Three of my four daughters have worked in warehousing to save money for college. The fourth daughter, who's graduating from high school, is hoping to get a job in warehousing too. Crazy, but that's what she's hoping for. And I tell you, though, working in warehousing is an education all on its own. Daughter number two, Erin, some of you know her. She worked at the Winner's Warehouse. And let's just say, many people who worked there were not living up to the name of the people they were working for. That was part of the education. But there was this wonderful older Indian lady who watched Erin in those first few days as she worked there. She saw the smile. She saw the kindness. She saw the atmosphere around her was so different. And she came up to Erin and after a few days of being there and made a declaration to Erin that she was a Christian. And she knew, and this is her quote, "'Cause I know my people. Because I know my people." And it was pretty cool. And this lady, she loved Jesus. Sat with Erin, ate lunches with her. And here's the thing. The full life Jesus wants for us will cause us to shine in this world. We become beacons to point people to Jesus, who is the Lord of life, that they too might know him and his life-changing, life-giving power in them. And the resurrection of Jesus, I tell you, it was far different than Lazarus' experience. Because Lazarus was raised to life in his old, perishable body. And he died again. Where Jesus was raised to life in an unperishable, eternal body as he made the way open for us. 1 Corinthians 15, 20-22, but Christ has indeed been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. Okay, you know that old country song that the band just did? He walked out of a grave, I'm going to be walking out too. Jesus was first fruits. For since death came through a man, the resurrection of the dead comes also through a man. For as in Adam all died, so in Christ all will be made alive. Jesus is the Lord of life, and he is alive. I want to continue reading on from John 20, 10 to 18, when Jesus appears to Mary. Then the disciples went back to their homes, but Mary stood outside the tomb crying. As she wept, she bent over to look into the tomb and saw two angels in white seated where Jesus' body had been, one at the head, one at the foot. They asked her, "Woman, why are you crying?" "They've taken my Lord away," she said, "and I don't know where they have put him." At this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there, but she did not realize that it was Jesus. "Woman," he said, "why are you crying? Who is it you're looking for?" Thinking that he was the gardener, she said, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have put him, and I will get him." And Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned towards him, and she cried out, "Teacher!" Jesus said, "Do not hold on to me, for I have not yet returned to the Father. Go instead to my brothers and tell them, I am returning to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." And Mary Magdalene went to the disciples with the news, "I have seen the Lord." And she told them that he had said these things to her. Jesus has risen. Jesus is alive. Jesus is the Lord of life. And Jesus makes us alive. Jesus leads us into a full life.